Thank you for joining us for this lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ is located at 1303 Evangel Drive, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816. It can be reached by phone at area code 256-837-8730. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we would love to have you join us for worship or Bible study. Worship service is held every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, with Bible study immediately following at 10:15. Evening services begin at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesday nights at 7. Now, we hope you enjoy this lesson from God's Word brought to us by Glenn Colley.
Open your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 12. And if you want an outline of this lesson, you may have it by leaving that chapter open on your lap. Romans, the 12th chapter. A few years ago, a man wrote a book entitled, All I Ever Needed to Learn, I Learned in Kindergarten. And sometimes there are passages of Scripture, like the one we're going to talk about tonight, that are so simple, that are so profoundly simple, that even children have no trouble really understanding them. And I want to preach this tonight because, as you already know, tonight is sort of a special night for our young people. We have some who are adults who have graduated, but most of those who are graduating are younger and still have a good bit more school to go. We want to congratulate all of them, but I thought it would be a good time to spend a few minutes. Now, I'm not going to preach a long time tonight because we have a lot yet to do this evening, but I want to preach from Romans chapter 12. When I was a boy, one of our deacons living in Oklahoma, one of our deacons challenged the children to learn the first two verses of Romans 12. I beseech you, and by the way, I did, and I can't forget it. Not that I want to, but here's how it goes. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your spiritual service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Isn't that a great passage? But then we go down to verse 9. That's where I want to start the lesson tonight. And specifically, the Ten Commandments, my phrase, Ten Commandments for young people who are graduating. Ten Commandments. Now, this is applicable, of course, to all of us. I want you to be impressed with the simplicity of these verses. Here are the Ten Commandments. Verse 9, let love be without dissimulation. That's King James. It means hypocrisy. So the first commandment is, be yourself. Be yourself. Now, the hypocrisy that's talked about here would be the kind of hypocrisy that had to do with love, where I'd want someone to think well of me so I would express love to them, but it wasn't real. That's hypocrisy. And you know, hypocrisy originally was used for people who were play actors. They would act in plays, pretending to be somebody else, and so eventually it became a word that's very, very bad. It means acting like one thing when I'm really quite something else. I'm deceiving people. Well, here's why it's important in school, is that I really want people to like me. I suppose in every school, you know, there are kids that are more popular than others. And I want to be in the in group. I want to be in the more popular group. The question is, what do I have to do in order for that to happen? And sometimes I'm not myself. And sometimes parents become very concerned about their young people because they go to school and they pick up lots of bad habits. I want to be like those friends, so I want to dress like them. Or I start wanting to talk like them. Or I may even start wanting to do things that are bad because I want to be like them. I may disrespect my parents. I may use foul language. I may tell jokes that I shouldn't tell because they're filthy. Now, here's the first rule. The first commandment of these ten here, be yourself. God loves you. God cares about you, and you are good the way you are. Be yourself. Here's the second one. I'm still in verse 9. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Here it is. Second command. Do right. Hate wrong. And keep your conscience clean. I know that's very simple. Isn't that great? Do right. Our problem in life, and this is true about adults, it often isn't it's not that we're confused about it. We know what the right thing is to do. We just sometimes don't choose the right. Do right, hate wrong. Don't you like this word? Abhor. That means deeply hate things that are evil and hold on to what is good. Now, you've got a conscience. You know what it feels like to violate your conscience? To have a conscience that hurts? All of us know what that feels like. All right, here's the command. Love and do good. Hate what is wrong. And keep your conscience clean. And here's the next one. Number 3, drop down to verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Here's the command. Make your church friends your best friends. Make the best friends the kids who are in the church. Now, why is that so important? And why did God give us this rule here? Be kindly affectioned one to another means in the church. It means that I'm to really, really care about my church family. Why is that important? Well, remember, there's some kids around whom it's easy to be good and some around whom it's easy to be bad. By the way, we need to be the kind of people around whom it's easy to be good. And when I'm with people who are members of the church who are acting right and living right, it's easy to be good. Make those your best friends. Make the best friends the ones who are members of the church. Now, verse 11, and here's the fourth command. Ready? Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. The command is this: always do your best, do all to God's glory. You know, I know that you'd never do this, but sometimes kids go to school and they get to hang in with the wrong kind of people. And you know what? They start practicing sloth. You know what sloth means? It means they get real lazy and the only thing they care about is just getting by. That's all that, you know what? If I can just pass and get out of this school, get out of this grade, that's what I'm about. You know what? It's not a Christian ideal. It's not. Whatever you set your mind to do, what he says here, whatever your business is, you need to try to do it well. Do the best you're able to do. Not just because it's good for you, but more than that, it's what God's will is for you. Now, people will define this church and Christianity by its members. And that's true even for our younger ones. You know what this says? Always do your best. Do all to the glory of God. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit. Because when I'm doing that, I'm serving the Lord. Number next. Here's the fifth one. Fifth command. Keep your eye on the goal of life. Now, I know that you know what that is. Here's verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. There you are. Rejoicing in hope means that I keep my eye on the goal. Right? What's true success? It's living your life and going to heaven. There is no definition that comes close to this. Ultimately, this is it. I live my life and I want to go to heaven. True failure is living your life and missing out on heaven. No matter what else is true, I can tell you, those things are true. All right, here's the command. Keep your eye on the goal of life. True success. Be faithful to the church. Be faithful to your Lord. Be true to your parents. Live a Christian life. And here's number 6, the sixth command. It comes from verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation. Here it is. Continuing instant in prayer. Pray often about everything. We had a question in Q&A a week or two ago written by a child. And the question was about praying for pets. Is it okay to pray for my pets? And the answer is, it's okay to pray about anything. That's the beauty of prayer. And there's something very, very, very wonderful about being able to go to the throne of God and to talk to Him anytime I want. And I tell you something. As you're young, the great thing to do is to start good prayer habits where you pray all through your day. You pray, you don't have to make it where people can hear you. Jesus said, you could go into the closet and pray in secret to your Father which sees in secret, and He would reward you openly. It's a good thing to pray through the day. Pray about everything. Pray about your concerns and the hard things and the good things and the things that make you happy and the things that make you sad. Here's the command. Number 6, pray about everything. Now here's number 7. Look at verse 13. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. All right, this command is to share. Just share. Are you good at this? Aren't you glad God is? I mean, this is what Jesus said about this point in Matthew 5, verse 44 and 45. He said, now, I want you to be good to others, even if they're not good to you, because you need to be like your Father in heaven. And boy, this really zeroes in. You ready? He said, because he sends His rain on the evil and on the good. He sends the sun on the just and on the unjust. In other words, God teaches us how to share, and Jesus says, you know what? If you want to be like your Father, you'll do this. All right? Are you a person who shares? For those of us who are adults, are we given to hospitality? Not just a command in 1 Timothy 3 for elders, but more. It's for all of us. Are we given to hospitality? Do we share? Here's the eighth command. Drop down to verse 14. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Now, this is about enemies, and the command is, win your enemies with your kindness. Observe in this chapter, you got more about this than just this. Verse 17 says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Here's number 9. From verse 15, you like this? Here we go. Be a good sport. Be a good sport. And here's what the Bible says. Verse 15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. You know what? I'd a whole lot rather win than to lose. Wouldn't you? What this Bible says here in this passage is that I'm to care about other people enough that I take part of their joy or I take part of their grief. That's what a real friend will do, by the way, isn't it? You need to be a person. We need to be people like that. We care about others enough to rejoice when they rejoice and weep when they weep. And I want to be in school. I want to be a good sport about anything that I do with people. And here's the last one. Verse 16. The command is this. Be good to the little guy. Be good to the little guy. I know something about your class at school. It was true last year. It's going to be true next year if you're in school. And it's true no matter where you are in school or what level you are. There are people that are up here. I mean, everybody likes them. I mean, they're so it. People talk to them and want to be friends with them, and they're it. But then there's always the guy at the bottom. There's always the guy that, for whatever reason, isn't it, and people don't care too much about him. Here's what the Bible says. This is verse 16. Be of the same mind one to another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. The funny thing about this is, of course, I need to feel for him or for her because I could be the little guy. I could be the little guy. So now, no matter how much people think of you or how popular you may be or not, be sure that you care about the little guy who happens to be in your class. Here's the way that the Bible starts this chapter. Paul starts the chapter. He says, don't be conformed to the world. Don't think like them. I want you to be different because you're Christians. Be transformed. How do you do that? He says, by the renewing of your minds. How do you do that? You renew your mind by staying in the Bible, by studying His Word. And then he makes this remarkable list, 10 commandments, if you please, for how to get along with people when you're in school. And also, for all of us, as we go through our lives. I wonder, is there somebody here who wants to become a Christian? Listen to me. There is no life as good as being a Christian. Once you get close to the Savior and learn His ways and learn the way He teaches and what He wants for us, why, it's the very best life. It's not always easy, but ultimately, of course, we get to go to heaven and live with Him forever. Are you a Christian? I mean, are you walking this way? You know, you can become one by repenting of your sins and confessing Jesus, and tonight we'll immerse you in water. You'll be added to His body. We're going to sing a song of encouragement. If you'd like to respond, come now as we stand and sing.
hope you've enjoyed this lesson from God's Word, brought to you by the West Huntsville Church of Christ. If you would like to continue your study of God's Word with a Bible correspondence course, please contact the church office at area code 256-837-8730.